A Wasatch School District survey shows most parents want their kids to return to school all day with a normal schedule. The survey outlined four scenarios, with 60% of parents preferring the option of returning with typical class sizes and increased safety and hygiene protocols. This option suggests face coverings for teachers and staff, while students would use them only if they can't maintain a 6-foot separation from others. Academic Director Garrick Peterson says under the plan they propose, parents would have leeway to decide what's best for their students.
Very concerned about the academic learning of their students, especially coming off of online school the last 2 months of the school year, which I feel we did well, but it still isn't the same as regular school. The physical well-being of students and staff is a high concern, and then the social and emotional well-being of students and staff. And one of the things we've realized is different people are prioritizing those three things on different levels, and it's guiding their decisions when it comes back to school and what they want. And it could be very different for different people.
Another option is a hybrid schedule with AM and PM face-to-face class time for core subjects. Electives and non-core subjects would be online and be accessed from home. The third scenario is 100% online. However, just 8% of surveyed parents picked that option. Homeschool is an option for any parent in Utah. If the board approves the plan with all four options, parents will have some leeway in how they choose to send their kids back to classes this fall. Peterson says offering an online instruction option to students won't add more to a teacher's workload.
Our teachers will basically be responsible mostly for option one, and then the half day face-to-face, but it shouldn't be any more work on them at all, because they'll just be instructing, but half their kids will be in class and half will be at home watching the class online. But it won't be any extra work, as far as they'll just be watching the instruction. So it should be a fairly normal setup for our teachers, not much additional work at all, because we're very good in Wasatch School District of defining what it is we want students to learn and creating assessments and assignments that align with those things.
Peterson says federal CARES funding covers the cost of PPE, and they'll supply a gator mask for each student. They are experimenting with teachers using face shields, especially with the elementary schools, because facial expressions are so critical for children's development and learning. Teachers and staff who have concerns about being back in the school facilities will be addressed individually.
But even in the regular classroom, we feel that things are going to be safe. We've got masks, we've got these mitigation pieces in place, and we think we've done as much as we can. But we still are listening to our teachers, and there are some who have circumstances that are a little bit iffy. And we'll try to accommodate those people to the fullest that we can.
Peterson says it's important for some cultural changes to occur with students and staff. With signs of illness, the district wants people to stay at home. The quarantine period for people with COVID-19 is 14 days, which can put added pressure on hiring more substitutes.
If there's a situation where a teacher has to be out a couple of weeks, we are going to need more subs. So we're thinking through different plans, probably hiring some more permanent subs that are in our system all the time, knowing that we'll need those as we go. But the details of that are still being worked out.
The Wasatch County School District Board is meeting on Tuesday at 6:30. Agendas are posted at the entrance to the Wasatch Education Center at 101 East 200 North Heber City. A link to the virtual meeting can be found on the district's website. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.